Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Baseball Law.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Oh my gosh, we're such silly boys. All right, 706.
You know, those are all natural reactions. That those are not planned. That was Roger.
It's organic.
Organic. Yeah, Roger saying he could not pronounce the song that...
Bawa Tabawa.
Mm-hmm.
Roger said.
Still don't know it. And then that was me talking about the actor. What was
it? Sounds like a guy who
Vincent
won the...
D'Onofrio, yes.
Yeah,
what was the name of the ball with Tabawa thing?
Bawa Tabawa.
Kid Rock, yes.
That could easily be... an NBA MVP.
You're not missing anything, Roger.
We'll run down the sports action here that happened around the state and around the country in just a second, and we'll see if we get Pat Bradley on the show with us. Let's go squeeze in Junji, the girl who cuts my hair over at Sports Clips. Rog, you've been in the Sports Clips family for about as long as I have, many, many years. Junji, when I put in her name for the app, because I use the app, this is exactly what happens, Rog. It says 3 hours and 49 minutes. Four hours!
If I'm going to get Chrissy's to cut my hair...
She's the same way?
Oh, 100%.
Where's your location?
I'm in Bryant.
Okay.
Bryant, absolutely.
Yeah, Junji, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Every time I mention your name, Chris, people go, what'd you say? I said, Junji. And you were named after one of your dad's military buddies who was Japanese,
right?
Correct? Yes, and so I'm sure you get that. You're the one and only Junji. But the funny thing, Chris, one of the main things when people come, not main things, but one of the things that often happens when they come in and get their haircut with Junji, they ask about Basil, and they go, what do they ask you, Junji? What's the number one ask?
if you color your hair.
Yeah, I color my hair, and I think you said, am I high maintenance? Somebody said, is he high maintenance?
Well, that's an obvious.
Oh, yes. High maintenance. And are you high maintenance?
Are you color my hair? In fact, Jessica looked at my hair this weekend. She goes, look at that gray. Thank you. Thanks
Whoa.
A lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Wake up call.
Yeah, it's okay. Junji, hey, you guys were doing a fundraiser, and Roger was talking about this. Every store sort of does a different one. You guys did Keith Jackson and Park, the last one you did. What fundraiser is this, and when is it? What happens?
Okay, so it's this week, today until Saturday. It's for Pulaski County CASA. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. They basically go in and assist children who are in foster care with their day-to-day needs, doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, just kind of making sure that they are able to meet with their bio parents, just kind of help be that consistent person throughout their process.
Gotcha. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
really.
We had a group of the Saxon Racks at Trivia at Mainline Sports Bar during the holidays. I don't know if you remember that, Baz, or not, but we asked a lot of folks to step up to bring a lot of gifts for CASA.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And Dix jumped in, and so many other individuals did that. So that's a wonderful cause, Junji.
Yeah, so is a percentage of sales goes to CASA? Is that the way it works this week?
No, so we're asking as many clients as possible to come in and receive an MVP, and $5 from every MVP will go to CASA, and in return, we'll give them half off their next haircut.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so you get half off the next
That's
cut.
A double job.
$5 for the MVP.
All
so
right.
You're located at Chenal Parkway, which is the best way to do that, where Markham dead ends into to Chenal. You're right around the corner in that shop. What's the name of that shopping center? It's where Tzatziki's is and a few other places, right?
Chenal Cummins.
Chenal, what is it?
Chenal Cummins Center.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Well, you can look at it again. Again, it's anybody, any girls cutting or guy.
We're right beside Target.
Yeah, right beside Target.
Helps.
Yeah, that helps. Chick-fil-A and Target. So are all the other stores doing theirs? Do they do this at the same time, or y'all pick and choose when you guys do it?
We have different weeks. We try not to coincide with each other so we can support each other as a team.
Gotcha. All right, makes sense.
Good.
All right, well, get out and see. It can be Junji. It can be anybody, but make sure and say hi to Junji when you go by. Keep up the good work, Junji. We'll see you. I'll see you after I get back from my trip to Europe. I may have a European look. Yep. My hair by the time we get back, you know, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I'm trying to think of what you're going for here. Yeah.
I actually fell asleep the other day in the chair with Roger. I was dozing off to where.
Well, now that's crazy talk.
I said something.
He did.
I said something and I looked at it and she looked at me and she goes, what does that mean? I said, I have no idea what I just said.
That's usually the body crying out for help.
You're falling asleep
in the barber chair.
I'll have to ask Chrissy.
If you fall asleep.
If she wishes I did fall asleep. I'm always talking with her. How long have you been doing his hair?
Oh, like 12 years.
Wow. You know what? I think Chrissy has been doing mine for, I want to say that longer, if not a decade. So that's why with the transplant that I got, I asked her to take a look at it because she's seen it more than anybody else. She's taking pictures. She's
from the outside. She's
just the outside, right? Yeah. Nothing on the
what
top.
What do you call
right
that? Now. The wings?
No, I don't. I don't call it
side,
anything.
Side of car?
I call it nothing.
Side door.
As long as Chrissy is looking at it,
above
garage,
the ear.
I see. Listen, there's nobody more honest with me about some things than Chrissy.
Well, she's involved. She's hoping this happens. That means more work for her.
That's what I told her. I said, Chrissy,
Keep business going.
I said, I'm doing it for you, too.
Yeah,
I don't want to miss you.
She looks at. She doesn't want to see the business dwindling away.
I would still come in. They could. I could still get a scalp massage. I could.
Thanks,
yes.
Gungie. Good
thanks,
luck.
Gungie.
Good luck this week.
Thank you,
all this week, help out Casa.
Good luck.
Great
y'all.
Good cause. Thanks.
Great
cause.
Right there. That's
and those
right.
are the little things, too, right? Like, we talk, Baz, how many events do we do around the city? You guys do a ton as well. And there's a lot of great causes out there, but it's the ones like that that go unnoticed and are so needed.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
awesome.
Yeah.
And she told you what she's doing. I mean, $5 is going to go to Casa, and you're going to get half, or you're going to get something off of your next haircut, which is great.
Roger, let's push up Pat to see if Pat is on the tie line. I see him trying to text me back.
A little Pat roulette.
Pat, are you there? If not, we will. I see the little dots that show that somebody's trying to type.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see. Hey, while we're waiting on that, let's go ahead for those who just joined us. Raj, recap. Hey, Razorbacks dominate in softball. They run rule all three opponents, and they for the first time ever we got a break because of our RPI. If you look at all the matchups, I'll just show you the other ones. We're getting Duke 11 o'clock Friday.
12th seed
versus obviously the number 5 seed.
Yep.
I'm just going to show you the other ones. Alabama versus LSU, Oklahoma State versus Mississippi State. These are super regionals, so we could be against another SEC team. Tennessee, Georgia playing each other. All those six teams are playing each other. Texas is playing Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Florida, Texas Tech, UCLA, UCF. I think we've got the best draw now. Duke went to the World Series 2 years ago, but they don't near have the tradition of the last 5 years that Courtney Dyfel has. Now the tradition has ended in losses. You know, Roger, we've lost super regionals since we've been doing the show. Texas 2022, that's at home. Ole Miss 2025, that's at home. You win, you go to the World Series, you don't. And then 2021, they lose at Arizona at home, and then you lose some regionals. We've lost two regionals. We didn't even get to the Supers, but this could be the year. But it was really impressive. We'll visit with our girl, Ella McDowell, on Thursday.
Yeah.
And she had a good game, all of them. I tell you, about this team, man, everybody plays well. Everybody plays well.
Run ruled everybody, didn't they?
Run ruled everybody.
Outscored them 27-3.
27-3
over the weekend.
This is a super regional.
Yeah.
I mean, a regional.
It's a
this
regional.
Is not just playing. I mean, these are decent teams. And then in baseball, my gosh, you go up 10-0 in the first inning versus Kentucky. And you go, okay, this is a sleeper. I
was talking to folks who said they thought there was a mistake when they turned the game back on in the fourth inning. You know, fifth.
Yeah,
they were just like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, we were just.
Did I see that score
and
earlier?
Like, what is the score?
Yeah,
Cam Koshal. We'll visit with him today. Camden Koshal had a really good game. I think he had 3 or 4 hits and 3 or 4 RBIs, and needed every bit of it on Saturday. But now, listen, they've won 7 of 10 series this year. 7, Roger, in the 20+ years of Dave Van Horn. How many times have they won more than 7 series?
10.
They've won it only twice.
Damn it!
So just when we thought, remember we buried this team, about a month ago. We buried. Right. No, they stink. Not we. Not us. We said, hey, be patient. Remember, we said, just wait a minute.
You said it.
It could be like
everybody
Ole Miss
else was calling
years ago.
His
I'm not
head.
Ready. Let's not give up on them yet. Maybe they can turn it around. And who knows what happens? But now they've got the SEC tournament,
and they're waiting on the winner of the first round matchup between Tennessee and
South Carolina.
South Carolina, thank you.
Yeah, and that game. Let's see, what time is that? That game starts at 4:30 on Wednesday. 4:30 on Wednesday. Then you have the Ohio Valley Conference tournament. And ULR did not. They got swept this weekend.
They got
swept last year. Yeah. They got dominated last year, but they went on to win the tournament. So I guess that's what they got to do this time. They'll play at 7 o'clock Wednesday. Then you've got the UCA. UCA is playing Tuesday.
Stetson Tuesday, 5 p.m.
Yep. Yeah, and then you got SWAC, UAPB, and Bethune-Cookman on Wednesday. So you got a lot of action going on this week in SEC tournaments. And, you know, maybe the Razorbacks need to win one game maybe in baseball.
Do we all feel like they're pretty, after winning seven conference series,
yeah.
I mean, pretty good chance at hosting a regional at this point.
Acri didn't seem to think that last week. Okay. I thought just the opposite. I thought if you win the series at Kentucky, that's 7 of 10.
Second most ever.
Yeah, they've only done three times in the history of DVH have you won 7 or more. Only 3.
Yeah.
So, and you know, like you said, the SEC, you win 17 games during the SEC season. That's pretty darn good. By the way, Roger, you mentioned the time for the ladies on Friday, 11 o'clock. I don't particularly like that 11 o'clock start at home.
See, they didn't ask you. Just like that dude that did that taking thing. If you just ask him, he'll tell you where to put it.
He'd give you a little critique.
Where would you put it?
They have played 11 o'clock starts. They've done that. But usually not during the ones. You know, they change that up.
Super regional.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's their home.
This is their home, but, you know, they usually don't play 11 at home.
For sure.
That doesn't make any difference.
No.
We should beat them.
Everybody, school's out.
So, Roger, so that's 11 o'clock. I will be somewhere, I think I'm, Amsterdam. So where can I find a TV in Amsterdam to watch?
Is 11 o'clock better time for you since it's not
six
over?
6 hours. Yeah, it is.
It is. So you'll get an evening game.
Sorry, Jessica. Yeah. Can't go to Anne Frank's the place today. We got to go to
Anne Frank's dead place.
Yeah, dead place. Yeah. Can't go see Anne Frank's house.
We're
going to go watch a Razorback softball game.
Let's go to the Louvre.
Will I be calling the Hogs in Amsterdam?
There's a great chance. Yeah. If they serve alcohol, you will. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that
If they win Friday, Rog,
and you just got to bring me back
Chris,
a hat.
They will play Saturday at 4, so you've got that.
If they win Friday,
at 11.
And if they lose?
4 o'clock. Yeah, and then they go to Sunday.
We're not thinking like that.
Is there a party?
We're partying in Amsterdam Saturday night. You know the story on Amsterdam.
I've never been. Tell me.
Jessica wanted to turn on the red light when I was doing the hot tub, excuse me, from the luxury pool and spa hot tub.
Means something different over there.
Yeah, and the red light district.
Yeah. And she goes, why don't we turn on red? I said, well, it looks a little reddish. You know, it looks a little Amsterdamish. And then I said, well, we could have done it. It could have been related to the Razorbacks. I said, true. But red light, Roger, I wonder if red light came from Amsterdam. I wonder if the red light district that you hear.
Parts of America that's had many red light.
I've
heard. I've read in books and things.
Films.
Documentaries with fast walking people in black and white.
Also, congrats to all the teams that won state championships this weekend. You had a lot of them, Chris. And I guess you've got some that advanced to the. Advanced to the state finals this week. I thought maybe there may not have been any state championships.
Different classifications was staggering their championships.
I don't know. So I just know there was a lot of softball, baseball, and soccer played this weekend. So I don't know. Somebody can let us know on that.
From the 501, guys, do not underestimate this Duke team. It's a very good hitting team.
Arizona beat them the first time they played this weekend, and they had to beat Arizona twice. That it is. They're a good team.
Well, from that call,
they're 12
right
seed.
Well,
yeah, they're 12 seed. We should. We're the better team.
We want you to call back.
Yeah, we've got to get over the hump here for sure. What was I just saying?
Well, you were talking about the Amsterdam. and I looked it up. So if you want to know where Red Light District
is.
So hold on. Amsterdam influence in the 14th century. Workers in Amsterdam's De Wallen District reportedly carried red lanterns to be visible
century!
To sailors arriving at the port. But the term, I believe, originated in 19th century United States. Competing theories. One goes to railway workers around Dodge City, Kansas.
No doubt.
Yeah.
There's some of that. I believe there was some when they were building the Hoover Dam. They had a red light district for all the workers there to come hang out.
It's all these, temporary towns
little bit.
That were thriving off of prostitution.
Well, and the identifier booze, was the same thing. It was Red Lantern.
But it started in Amsterdam in the 1400s.
14th century the original influence is what it says.
Who knew they had red lamps back then?
It's the oldest profession.
Yeah, oldest profession. So maybe the red lights were a cautionary deal that Jessica was
They had red,
stained glass. They had red stained glass.
Good point. We apparently have a person who helps Jessica plan this stuff. Apparently, we have somebody who used to be in that profession that's giving us a tour.
Oh, very good, very good.
Cool.
We used to have one in Hot Springs.
Congrats to them on their new role.
Again.
They've made it.
Now travel agent from...
No, not the same one.
Oh, okay,
it wasn't
gotcha.
The Lady of the Night is now the travel agent. The travel agent's booked the Lady of the Night to show us a former Lady of the
Night. That's what you want.
That's cool.
Listen, I was talking to Robert Raines last week when I went down to Hot Springs for the Gangster Museum, and was talking about our main lady, Maxine, from back in the day. Now, will you, and again, it's okay... I don't know if you want to give me the cut sign or not. Will you partake of any of Amsterdam's weed?
No, I don't even know. I guess is it free?
It's legal there.
I mean, legal. Yeah. I'm not free, but legal. So they were legal long before anybody
else. Has it lost its novelty now that you can do it here in the States?
So
in certain states.
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
It's not homegrown.
And the amazing thing about Amsterdam, too, have you seen the canals? They have this. They in the 1600s. There you go. We're gonna make these great canals. It looks like it was designed in 2021 an architect down in Little Rock. I mean, I think people built things. If you look at the Eiffel Tower, I think we built things better back then.
I think
than they
people were more creative back then.
Yeah, and it was
now we got AI designing our buildings.
Well, you had to be. I mean, you had to build something to last for a long time. I mean, they didn't have gaskets.
Yeah. I was like, some of the stuff that I'm going to see in London. You know, how old some of that stuff. Someone says Baz is going to eat the brownies and have a great time.
I hope so. I really.
Let's see, too. And Randy says, baseball and softball championships are this week. So we didn't get to the finals for those. Maybe soccer was the one that did. Yeah, help me out there, soccer community. Was this weekend that you won all your state championships? I didn't see, I didn't look in the paper yesterday, which I should have. I got covered up with my family. But the other thing, Roger... One of the things we pushed it out this week, and it's going to take us a few weeks to get out there. If you've got a kid that plays on a team that does something really great, like wins a big championship down in Florida and California for the state, whatever, let us know. We'll give them a shout-out. The team, the coach, and your son or daughter. We're not going to do a lot of the high school. This is really more youth sports. It can be cheer. It can be dance. But what happened, Chris, I started, you know, Jason Shamlin was one of the first guys to go, do you guys really know what's going on with our dance and cheer teams all across the country? I'm like, we're going down to Florida, and we're beating everybody nationally. So let us know, man. We'd love to give a shout-out to those kids that maybe not the 16- or 18-year-old kids are doing it in high school, but you're doing it, and you're doing great. You know, like RJ... You know, his daughter plays in a championship every weekend.
Yeah, the number of rings keeps changing, by the way, with each parent on the shove. You notice that?
We don't particularly care for the, you know, just a normal, you know, weekend where, okay, everybody, this is her 23rd ring that she would get this weekend.
I heard 27 last time, yes.
Yeah, something like that to wear. But if it's something you accomplish, it's a big statewide or a regional deal.
It's a lot different than everything's. I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, we're gonna do a champion salute is what we're calling it, Raj. So
what will we do? Like for instance,
we give a shout out to Addison Hawk.
Yes, whatever the name of the team.
12U. Yeah, 12U champion. They won the regional five states in the
Pretty
country.
Sure
they beat
nine.
Yes. And Roger, congratulations to Team Hawk. Salute. Boom.
There it is. Can we salute us out, Roger?
We probably got that right the other day, thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Hey, also, too, we want to announce our Morning Mayhem Man Cave competition winners. So here we go.
You're going to announce the winners?
Yeah, we need some music. What's a good music for that?
Right, while you're getting that music, I have an answer to your soccer question. Yes. Championships this weekend.
Okay, so I was wrong.
May 22nd to 23rd.
Okay, all of them advanced to this week. There were no championships divided.
In Roger's hometown, Hot Springs at Lakeside.
Okay,
so they've got,
well, for which one? How many is it just for?
Final matchup span from 3A to 6A, several notable statewide teams.
Lake Hamilton, very cool.
Yes.
Okay, and then where's the baseball and softball being played?
I'll get on that next.
Yeah, because I know RJ said that the Buzz is not covering those, but Arkansas PBS, Arkansas TV.
Yeah, Arkansas TV, yep.
Yeah, so all those, congratulations to all those teams advancing. And I think somebody also mentioned about UCA's women. And in the ULR track, who was it that won?
Well, University of Arkansas track men's, I believe, won their sixth straight.
Oh, we already mentioned 25 SEC titles for the men domination.
So,
spanning the globe,
spanning the state.
For champions, I'm talking about for Man Cave. Is there a song from Man Cave?
We got for Man Cave. This just in.
It is breaking news. Yeah.
Is there a good home song?
I got it.
A home song?
Like about your crib, about your home.
Doesn't Justin have something like that?
No.
Oh, Hometown USA. No. Man Cave USA.
Rewrite it. Get in the booth.
Take it, Roger. Yeah. What'd you say?
I got a pool table and a pool out back. Me and my baby gonna hit the sack. But knock on the door. Bring your buddy's weed and your mama's ribs.
I don't believe that. No, that's perfect. Outstanding.
We'll see if. While Roger's looking for a good Man Cave song, as I was mentioning too, who was it? I was looking for over the weekend. It was UCA, the women's track team, I think, won. We'll get that. It looked like they were on a beat somewhere. Michael Marion said, great show from Styx and Cheap Trick last night. 5,000 plus.
Nice.
Up next is Forrest Frank. Remember we threw this out and said, who is Forrest Frank? I think he's a Christian music artist. How about this? Sold out. Simmons Bank Arena, June 2nd. Sold out. So if you're a Forrest Frank fan, you know tickets there. But good job, Michael and Jen, over there with Styx and Cheap Trick. We had them. And who was the other older group that was playing the other day that was also a good crowd here, too?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Who was Earth, Wind, and Fire? Yes.
By the way, second straight year, UCA swept the ASUN Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Congratulations to Coach Josie Weaver, who was also named Coach of the Year, by the way.
Okay, there you go. So, that's what I saw on Channel 7 last night.
Yes, they won both the men's and women's at ASUN Conference Championships.
Roger, we've got a first champion salute. Shout out to Kaylee McDonald of Desark. She's in Ackland High School. She's in Desark. This is the home of Christian Weaver.
Yes.
I've
heard about this.
She set a new Arkansas high school single season. This is crazy. Softball strikeout record 361. That's a single season. Fell just short of the career by 19. Oh, she had 1,001.
Weaver. Yes.
1,122 for a career. That is a ton of strikeouts. But think about that. 361 in one season. So, Roger, let's give a shout-out to Kaylee McDonald of Desark High School. Salute! Good job, Kaylee. Wow. Are you aware you've been following them, Christian, since you're from Desark?
No, I just see it on Facebook or whatever because I'm friends with people from Desark. I don't know them.
Here we go.
Finally made it to my feet. As she opened up the door.
This is for the man cave.
You're not going.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
This is for all you guys.
She said, I'm gone. I'll wind up. Decorate our home. So you feel more at ease. And you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table. We'll put a bar along that wall.
Wow.
And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall.
Very nice. Where'd you find that? Who is that?
David Frizzell.
All right. With that lead in, our best man cave winners are the best man cave that has no theme, no Razorback theme to it. Sandy Hutspeth.
Oh.
Sandy Hutspeth. And that's a man, Sandy. And I've showed the pictures to you guys.
Wow, Sandy.
How would you describe it's got a car theme.
Oh, I want to be there.
We want to do a show from your place. You got metal roofs.
It's in Houston, Arkansas, which we seemed like we tried to do a show there one time in Houston. There wasn't a great signal, so we'll work on that. But it's he was in the car business because his whole bar, he's got a whole car that's a bar. He's got two pool tables. He's got a Razorback scoreboard. He's got pinball machines.
Good ride. He's got couches made out of the front of vehicles.
So it is an ultimate man cave, and a lot of neon, as the song just said. And then for Razorback theme man cave winner is from Little Rock, Mark Carter. Mark Carter. And how would you describe Raj and Chris? How would you describe that look of his room? Every inch has got something Razorback on it.
Oh yeah, a lot of.
It's not a big room.
But a lot of, I think you could tell, personalized pieces. Oh. You know, things that you look at and you go, that's unique. That's not something you're going to find at a general Razorback store. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, there's some really cool stuff in
Roger,
there.
Roger, I zoomed in on one of the pictures, which I'll post later today, and he's got a wall of Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
And pretty much every Sports Illustrated that's had a Razorback on it. And I've never really thought to count how many would there be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we always associate just the one.
Yeah, it was Sid. Sidney, you got Corliss, you got Light Horse, Harry. What's Harry's last name?
Unfortunately, he's a Red Sox, Redskins fan.
Yeah. I saw that too. It's a combo, but it's mostly. And then Roger.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. You are too.
Yeah, I'm a Washington fan.
Wow, so was Josh. That's amazing. Two producers back to back
together now. Yeah.
Roger, you noticed something on, and of course you don't see this, folks, so you're not looking at. But I'll post these pictures later today. On one of his shelves, he's got a whole wall of shelving of Razorback memorabilia. One of them, though, looks like one of the concrete Razorback hogs that you put in your front yard. Yep. Right, Rog?
That's exactly
you noticed
right.
that. I did, too. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that is huge.
It's a reinforced shelf he's got there.
That's
so.
Right. And listen, and right below it, two shelves below it, is a stereo, so yes.
Yeah, it's got a big Razorback couch and all that.
Reinforce that one.
So I want to thank Kaufman by Design West. Appreciate them so much. Of course, Kaufman Lumber, Kaufman by Design West. They were the presenting sponsor of this. We'll get them on the show this week to thank them. Corky's is going to be giving the both winners a $100 gift certificate. Appreciate
Joe
Klein
for doing that. I'll take those to them, Joe.
And Down Home Catering. Tori's going to be actually catering a meal at their place. So,
well, thank the judges.
Yeah, I was going to say, judges. That was a tough job.
Hey, Darren McFadden,
yep.
Melinda Mayo, Ginger and Kane and Sandy, and Justin Moore. So,
but you know what? I mean, you went Razorback themed, then you also sports themed
or whatever
it was. And this is almost, I mean, these are so fantastic.
I know.
That
how cool would it be to,
unfair. Yeah.
How
it's
cool
unfair.
Would it be to invite your buddies? Hey, you want to come over to be at my man cave to watch a game? Yes.
Oh, you invite yourself. Pool. That's the kind of buddy you go, hey, we watching at your place tonight? Because it's that kind of
dude's got a six appeal. Bar stool bar.
Yeah.
I will say this. The Razorback entries that we got were smaller and more personal. I was expecting a little bit, and listen, we got a lot of contestants. So thank you for sending those in. And some of them were bigger, but didn't have as much stuff. And some of them, again, we just there were a lot to choose from. It's obviously subjective, but probably had 30 plus rooms, man caves that were sent in. So thank you again. Thank you to Kaufman by Design
Absolutely.
West.
Thanks to everybody for allowing that to happen. Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back. Pat just heard from Pat. Pat's in Vegas. Okay. Pat's in Vegas, so no
he
PV.
He wasn't supposed to be. He didn't even realize that himself.
He says currently he's at the craps table. I'm not shocked by that. Not one bit. Listen, we could put together, Roger, a group
a
of...
team.
A team.
You're putting together
John
a team.
John Daly, Pat Bradley, they walk into casino together one night, and you say the rest of the story. Could you imagine Daly and Pat Bradley together? Oh, my
Close
gosh.
It down.
Wow.
Yeah.
It would be unreal. All right, do not go away. We're glad you're here on this Monday, the 18th. Got a busy week. It'll be a little rainy in Central Arkansas. We don't mind. Roger said that we need it. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said Desark is also the home of Cliff Harris. That's exactly right.
He played there like 1 year.
Yeah, and he transferred.
But we claim him. We claim him.
Right, transferred to Hot Springs after that. All right, don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Kentucky over the weekend, losing Thursday's game 5-5 before winning Friday 5-4 and then winning Saturday 16-12. Arkansas took a 10-0 lead in the first inning of Saturday's game before a 9-run Kentucky inning in the bottom of the fifth let them bounce back. It was their fourth road series win, the most for Arkansas since 2021. They're the seventh seed in the SEC tournament. They'll play the winner of Tennessee and South Carolina on Wednesday at 4:30 in Hoover. And Arkansas softball has punched their ticket to a super regional, beating Fordham 8-0 on Friday, then beating South Florida 9-1 on Saturday, and again yesterday 10-2. All games were a run rule, so for the fourth time in program history, Arkansas softball will be hosting a Super Regional to take on Duke at 11 a.m. on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 20% chance of a shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, no rains in the forecast, partly cloudy, staying warm, a little breezy, a low of 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some strong or severe storms will be possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Justin Akre for The Zone, and coming up on Monday, we've got a full recap of all the baseball and softball news, not to mention the NBA playoffs and a whole lot more. And we'll be talking to Bubba Carpenter, courtesy of Johnson's Home Center down in Benton, about the Razorback series with Kentucky. We'll look ahead to the SEC tournament, along with our brand new co-host. Isn't that right, Moose? We're going to be talking to Phil Elson, who is a new, freshly minted member of The Zone. We're so excited about it. He'll be live in Hoover, getting you set for SEC baseball. It's In The Zone on Monday, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
Jake Owen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jeans.
Live in concert.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack and you were Jack.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event Center.
Sunshine.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I travel a lot with Central Arkansas, and I travel as much as I can in the offseason, which you're about to see. Get a good look at me, because you're going to think I'm on a milk carton soon. I'm going to be gone a lot.
I'll post it wanted.
As Jim Rome once said, I take a lot of vacation because I get a lot of vacation. But I go 6-8 months without taking one. And yet, the morning show, that's all they'll talk about for like 3 weeks, is how I go on vacation too much during the summer. But I don't really care what they think.
Multiple people have said it must be good to be Justin Akre.
Yeah.
On vacation all the time.
Yeah. Well, check me for the 8-month grind that I'm not on vacation at all and bite my ass.
So first of all,
that's our GM.
First of all, nobody said he goes on vacation too much. He gets it. I mean, you just said it is. It is what it is. Roger and I grind the same way. My grind during football season is exactly as much as his. But we just still choose not to take off as much as we get. That's all. It's just.
I think that's your argument's always been that. It's, yes, we get a lot of vacation. You don't like to take off unless you have to for a wedding to go to Europe.
We're blessed to be able to go. Baz is an idea man. So whether it be Terry Bradshaw or whether it be to a NASCAR race or whether it be to a baseball game, we put work into it as well. So we get to go to a lot of places, but it's a working vacation a lot of places. So, and any chance that we can to write it off, we're going to try.
And we have almost as much, probably equal to what Akre does in vacation. We just choose to, we could literally take off.
I need the money at the end of the year.
We can literally take off, have a 4-day week for 6 months of the year. And it, I just don't think our listeners want to do that. That's why we've always had that disagreement with management to go on, you know. We're different, you know. If you want us to start taking off all these days and not having the show, that's fine. But we think it's worthwhile. And by the way, thank you for rewarding us number one this past.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. Yeah, very difficult to do. And you're part of that, Chris. Appreciate that.
No, you have a huge web of support on the show, but you created that web. You know, like you spun it over the last several years. You guys have done an outstanding job creating this. This ecosystem of content.
I mean, I'm incredible. Holding on just like the rest of you.
It takes all of us, and of course, started with Tommy. Listen, Tommy had a great following that he and Roger and Big Day brought over to the Buzz, and
no, I didn't.
We continue to do it, and we're honored that people stick with us and hang in there with us. And
folks like this, from Benton School District, a school nurse Amanda Hilburn. She said her husband Aaron listens to the show. She says her father-in-law Adam Hilburn listens to the show. We thank you. At the gym, Sean Harper, he's a coach at Arkansas Christian. Hopefully I got that right. I apologize, Shane. Shane Harper listens to the show. We thank you. We're on here. Go ahead.
We do have to say, too, Roger, speaking of Acree, they announced Friday Phil Elson is going to be
his new coach. Phil.
We love Phil. Phil's a great guy. Really one of the true professionals.
Incredible talent.
When it comes to, he could be calling Major League Baseball
easily
right now.
Well, so not a double-edged sword. It's a sweet thing that he is not only a part of the show now, part of the station, that he's also the guy who's going to be calling the voice of the ball games. With the Razorbacks, so he's going to be reporting from there. Listen, we do six, and I want to throw this out there real quick because it does make a difference. Every little bit helps. When we talk about it being 609ers, that is not, although it's real close to being the cost of a gallon of gas, 609. But today is big money's at the Big Red Store, so use your rewards card, and you'll never pay full price for a gallon of gas because I'm telling you, boys, it's Family Market. I'm so stuck on the Big Red. Family Market, convenience stores, and grocery stores in Central Arkansas.
Do you want to thank Trader Bills for sponsoring Chris, as always?
Look, we've had some outstanding weather the last couple of weeks. May get a little rain this week, but we're not going to let it dampen the summertime. Bass saw recently, he was like, hey, I saw your commercials out there. Yeah, Trader Bills commercials. Yes, working with our friends at the Flyover Agency to make some fun content out on the water and looking forward to getting out in Hot Springs. It is summertime, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Boating safety is of the utmost importance, so please be careful out on the water as well. But go see my friends at Trader Bills if you are looking to get in something new this summer or something used. They've got used boats on their lot as well that are great prices, and they've got the best warranties in the business. So go see them in Hot Springs and Little Rock today.
By the way, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Trader Bills. Are we supposed to get Phil on today, or does that start tomorrow?
I believe he's on today, right,
Christian? I thought
Christian?
It was today.
With us.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I've had nobody reach out to me.
No, I don't know.
Was he on Friday?
So they're there. Let me tell you.
There's no way Justin Akey's going to let him be on our show Friday.
Probably tomorrow.
They're there now. The Razorbacks, when we visit the Camden Kozier, Camden Kozier will visit with him today at Hoover. They decided to go straight from, which is good. It's crazy to go back home and then turn around and go there to Hoover. But we'll visit with him in the 9 o'clock hour. 661-1037. Another one, Roger, we need to mention. Rest in peace. We got to do a Dead or Alive. We're going to start that the old bit. So, we do it every day by mistake anyway. Might as well do a bit out of it. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's Dr. Hook, right, Raj? We got that from Pigskin yesterday.
He's not the guy. Yeah, he's not the.
Is this guy right here?
Not the patch guy. No.
Is it this guy?
No, it's this guy right here. It's right. Yeah. It's this guy. And these are songs that I used to dance to at school.
This is him right there.
This is him.
Only 16. Dennis, is it Locajory? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Wait a minute, here it is. Listen to this guy. These are junior high dances right here, Jack. Now, sort of thing, are these songs to the youth of today like me listening to Teen Angel from the 50s?
Earth Angel or Teen Angel?
Huh?
Teen Angel or Earth Angel?
Same thing. There's two different songs.
Okay. I didn't know.
He's got a great voice. But he's not the patch guy, huh? They combined together.
Patch guy's not there. Patch guy's been gone a long while,
Roger, you teased it a minute ago, too. Speaking of NBA, and we mentioned SGA was MVP, one of Cal's guys, two back-to-back MVP. Moses Moody coming back to town at the end of June, Roger, and we'll get the deal. And Steph Curry's coming. with him.
That's big time.
So, Christian, how big is the fact that Steph Curry's coming? Is that?
I mean, that's huge. That's, you know, arguably a top 10 player in the history of the NBA.
The history of the game. That's yes, the end of July, not June. It's the end of July. It would be July 24th and 25th. And Moses Moody has a foundation. He's come to the station the last couple years, and so
Draymond came with him last year, I believe.
Yeah, we didn't see him
Clay,
last year.
Didn't Clay come?
Clay did one
Clay
year.
Did one year.
Yeah. Mama named him Clay.
So we got all the big three.
Yeah. They're adding a golf tournament this year on that Friday, and so details are going to be good. But Moses, good kid, you know, good young man, good parents, and that kind of deal.
What a delight in tough injury he's going through right now. Just hoping for a good recovery, speeding recovery.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, did you hear that cleavage is becoming more popular amongst male?
Sorry, what?
Amongst men?
Males are doing cleavage?
Yeah, thank you. Male cleavage, Roger. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't. I don't know what rabbit hole you went down to find.
So here it is. They're called the Year of the Crack. And that was Vogue that did that. Yeah, so, but that was Plumber's Crack. But this is about front cleavage for guys. Dudes who have pecs that are bowed up, and it's apparently at this big, what's the big Met Gala? There's a couple guys walking out, and they had their shirts unbuttoned. And you can see your pecs. You can see the pec action.
Oh, working. So you're just like deep V-neck, stuff like that.
That's right, doing the V-neck. That's exactly right. So, also, here's another one that said 21. How about this? How many people do you think lock their door at bathroom at home? They always lock their door at home.
Even the bathroom door?
The bathroom door.
We talk about it all the
time. Yeah, we mentioned this is the new study that's out. What do you say?
I think half.
34% say they always lock the bathroom door. 32% say that they lock it if they have guests are over. 21% say they never lock it, even if guests are over. Right?
Wow.
Lock or no
never.
Lock?
That's weird.
Only when guests.
What's only when guests? Chris?
Only when guests.
Christian?
I lock it pretty much every time.
So you lock it even when you don't have guests?
Yeah.
Is that to keep like the cats and your kids out or what?
Well, the cats can't open doors. Yeah. They cannot do that.
They can push.
usually for kids. Wife doesn't know I'm in there or whatever.
I've seen a lot of videos here lately where cats and dogs are opening
doors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could figure it out, but our doorknobs.
They're going to do it because guess what? Because life will find a way.
We may have Justin Moore a little bit later today. Did you see this, Roger? The 16 cartoon theme songs that every 80s kid knows by heart.
Mm-mm.
So it's really not ours. It's not when I think of kids that are 80 in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, we were sort of...
I'm sure I know a lot of these.
So I'm going to read a few to you. DuckTales.
No.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah. I just introduced my kids to Inspector Gadget.
Okay, so you know all these. Okay,
yeah.
I'll go on. Number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Classic.
Roger, do you know that with cartoons?
I don't know it.
I don't either.
Oh, classic.
So DuckTales, what about Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
Yep.
Wow. Inspector Gadget?
I mentioned.
Muppet Babies?
Say that one more time.
Muppet Babies?
No, I didn't watch Muppet Babies.
Thundercats?
Yes.
Wow.
Great.
Adventures of Gummy Bears?
No.
Transformers?
Yes. Absolutely.
Mask?
Wait, what?
Mask.
Like the...
M.A.S.K?
Yeah, Jim Carrey, but it's the cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon. Okay,
Keith Cliff?
No.
Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yes.
The Smurfs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jim and the Holograms?
No.
Danger Mouse?
Yes.
Care Bears?
I think you can get that at Cupid's, though. Is that not Danger Mouse?
Last but not least, Count Duckula. So, wow, you guys almost knew 75% of those. Wow.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm. It's also the birthday of George Strait today. How old is he, Chris Kane?
He is 63.
What do you think, Christian?
He is 68.
Hey, King of All Trivia. Hey, this week we'd find out if you're the winner of the King of All Trivia, AY Magazine.
Oh, do we really?
Are you serious? This week.
Wow.
How old is he?
He's
King
70.
Of All. He's 74.
That's great.
He's 74. We're going to let him take us to break. Don't go away. That's my name. David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with the exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision.
And right now, for a limited time, Jones & Son is celebrating their 40 years in business with a special 40% off selected items in their store. As a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. So get by Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Found Jewelry located at 11121 Rodney Parham Road. They've been there for four decades. The same trusted location, the same phone number, the same great people. Visit Jones & Son or shop online at jonesandson.com.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now on the lot or online on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcourt action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty, yeah.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Bump. Na na na. Na na na. That's what I'm wearing today is black. Ba na na. Ma na ma na ma na. Can we say that on the air? Should we avoid that topic with RJ? RJ?
I think out of courtesy to RJ.
Okay, all right. I mean, he said it on the air before, I think, didn't he, Roger?
We're talking about the bathroom door lock.
We're talking about, so Christian said, we're talking about people like. Now, RJ said he locks the door no matter what.
No matter what. If he's
at the office and locks the door, not only that, but put a sign that says you're closed or whatever. That way, nobody's waiting on you. You don't have to hurry up. Because when you go into the bathroom, nobody wants to hurry.
Yeah, yeah. So, but now at home, he said he locks the door no matter what.
You know what? And he's not doing that for him. He's doing that for his kids and wife. They don't need to see what he's doing in there. I believe that.
RJ has one of the most unique,
you know, he remembered that he could not use the bathroom here at the Buzz forever. He had to go home to use the bathroom. Number two, he cannot do number two in a stranger place.
Did he shower after every time?
I think he had a shower after every time.
He's a bidet.
He's broke through that.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Wow, what growth.
Yeah. Just think of the pressure that you cannot use the bathroom here. You can't do it at a gas station.
There was an entire character built around that on American Pie. Yes.
Yeah, he has to go. He used to have to go home to do that.
Growing up, I never wanted to go anywhere but home.
Well, I get it.
Hot Springs High School, when I toured that place.
High school's different.
But even more so now, because Hot Springs High, they have a bank of bathrooms, just single closet bathrooms. You just walk in.
Like a Buc-ee's?
Like
where it's fully walled up?
It's fully walled up.
Oh,
it's
that's amazing.
A wall
good
of
for
them.
For them.
My whole high school
totally
life would have changed had
totally
I been.
Oh, by the way, somebody said the cartoon of the mask was not of Jim Carrey.
I know, but I was explaining to him what the mask was.
The cars?
You've seen the movie.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon series. It didn't have Jim Carrey or anything in it,
gotcha.
But it was a cartoon series of that. Yes.
Yeah, it's well, I love the fact that you guys knew that so well. Did you know that as kids or because you have kids?
No,
that's stuff
kids
that was on TV when I was
I'm introducing
so,
now.
So for
yeah
Christian, it's actually what he saw as a kid.
Yeah, same.
Oh, you too?
Oh, yeah. This is stuff now. I'm going
how
back and going, I'm 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Christian,
29.
29. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I was seeing reruns. I wasn't seeing it live.
Let me tell you, Roger, one of our favorite things is to go back, Land of the Lost on Saturday, see the opening credits. Because, you know, back when
Salisa Stacca.
Back at Salisa Stacca.
Will. Harry.
When we were getting up as kids, you had three stations. You didn't have iPhones. You didn't.
No disrespect, PBS.
You ate your cereal. You watched your Saturday cartoons.
You had milk dribbling down your chin.
HR Puff and stuff. And so we remember all those ones, just like you got. Every kid,
yeah,
I think,
I don't
that
remember
does that
any
on.
I mean, the ones that you just rattled off, those are for all of my kids. And look here, Bass. You see what that? What does that say? What does that say right there?
The 80s
the
Oakland.
The 80s. Yeah. Well, it says Oakland because this next Thursday, this week's Thursday, it will be all 80s trivia at Mainline Sports Bar.
That's exciting.
Yeah, movies,
I like
cartoons,
it
records, TV, fashion, world history.
Bring your A game.
Everything happened in the 80s.
A couple amazing stats for this weekend real quick. Aaron Rye, he had a streak during yesterday. I think it was yesterday where he went six straight holes with one putts.
One putt.
Could you imagine that with a one putt? In other words, you don't two putt on any hole for six in a row. That basically you hit a great approach shot, you knock it in. Approach shot, knock it in. That's why he won. I think he had an unbelievable 9-under yesterday. First Englishman to win since 1919, I think.
Cheerio.
Wow.
Very good.
Cheerio.
Very nice, Roger.
There's a good one.
Cheerio.
Yes. Can I call the Hogs in an English accent?
Yes, you can.
Also,
hello, Ralphie.
Think about the Arkansas Razorback women's team. Sixth straight year they've hosted a regional, and they've never made it to Oklahoma City. Three of those are supers. They've got beat, and two of those they got beat at home. So this is the year. This is the team. I'm hoping we can get Courtney Dyfus. He's going to be busy this week, Raj, but I reached out to see if we could get her for a few minutes. We got
I wish we could get the voice of the Razorback baseball team on.
We don't have to have him because he's on the zone.
But
we have Camden Koshel,
yes,
the star shortstop.
Oh, true that.
So we've got both of those. So we'll have we'll have everything Razorback baseball covered. Chris, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, guys.
Chris.
Thank you to Trader Bills. Go see him. Little Rock and Hot Springs. Memorial Day weekend coming up. It is time to get back out on the water. Trader Bills is the place to go.
I hear the next commercial that you're going to have your shirt off. You're going to be showing
We want no, we want to attract people to Trader Bills, not repel them. Yes.
All right. Do not go away. It is 8 o'clock here on Morning Man.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary